This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Jason Grant reports for the New York Law Journal that Dutchess County Supreme Court Justice Maria Rosa ruled February 7th that setting cash bail without considering the defendant's ability to make such a payment violates the Constitution's rights of due process and equal protection. The case was brought by the New York Civil Liberties Union on behalf of a Dutchess County man held for months because he couldn't afford his bail. Quote, "We intend to use this ruling to pursue statewide reform to end the practice of jailing thousands across the state solely because of their inability to pay for their freedom," end quote, said Philip DeGrange, an NYCLU senior staff attorney and the lead counsel on the case. Quote, "All New Yorkers deserve a justice system where the rich and poor are equal under the law," end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo also applauded the ruling. Quote, "New York has long stood as a prominent symbol of justice for this nation, and we saw this on display once again yesterday when State Supreme Court Justice Maria Rosa issued a groundbreaking ruling making clear the constitutional infirmities of our state's current monetary bail system," end quote, he was quoted saying in a press release. Cuomo has proposed largely ending the use of cash bail in low-level cases. Read the full story in the New York Law Journal. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that landlocked Copake just received a $40,000 local waterfront revitalization planning grant through the New York Department of State. The inland waterways that cut through the town, the Roelof-Janssen Kill, the Bish-Bash Brook, and the Taconic Creek, make the town eligible for the grant. The funds will be used to make a plan for, quote, waterfront and hamlet revitalization to enhance business development, agritourism, and recreational tourism, end quote, along the Harlem Valley Rail Trail, according to Copake Hamlet Revitalization Task Force Chair Roberta Roll. The trail is planned to connect Wassaic in Dutchess County with Chatham in Columbia County. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Victoria Bekiempis reports in the New York Daily News that a day after a witness in the corruption trial of former Governor Cuomo aide Joseph Prococo admitted that he attempted to defraud a hotel about a month after he signed that agreement with prosecutors, he was arrested February 9th. Todd Howe, a former lobbyist, admitted to acting as the middleman in an alleged bribery scheme. He had agreed to testify against Prococo as part of a plea deal, but part of that plea deal included Howe agreeing not to commit any more crimes. In his February 8th testimony, he admitted breaking that promise. Howe was asked whether he called his credit card company and lied about a hotel stay to remove charges from his credit card. Quote, "I don't recall, but I'm sure if you said I did," end quote, Howe said. Quote, "You called your credit card company and lied about staying at the Waldorf the very night you were seeing the government," end quote, the prosecutor later pressed. Quote, "Correct," end quote, Howe replied, then admitting he violated his plea agreement. Cuomo has refused to answer any questions about Prococo or the trial while it continues. Read the full story in the New York Daily News. And Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, a Republican, delayed a vote on a federal government funding bill February 8th, causing a short government shutdown February 9th. Rand said the bill added another $1 trillion to the deficit after Republicans had complained for years about the need to reduce government debt. Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, voted to pass the bill and did not mention Rand's concerns about the deficit in his statement about the vote. Instead, he plugged the pork he managed to bring back to the area in the bill. Quote, "I am thrilled to see my legislation improving the John H. Chafee Foster Care Independence Program included," end quote, his press release read in part. Quote, "The budget caps deal also included an extension of the fuel cell investment tax credit, which is critical to companies such as Plug Power in the Capital Region, and two much-needed fixes to the Dairy Margin Protection Program and the Livestock Gross Margin Dairy Program. These provisions will broadly benefit dairy farmers throughout upstate New York," end quote. New York senators split their votes. Chuck Schumer voted with Faso for the spending bill. Kirsten Gillibrand voted with Rand against the funding. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.